find out what's happening in the world of tech with the editor-in-chief, no, editor-at-large for mybroadband.co.za, and he speaks to us from Comic-Con. Good afternoon, Jan Vermeulen, how are you?
Good afternoon, good afternoon. I am back. I'm back from Midrand. There was a media launch for Comic-Con Africa.
Yes.
And that's happening later this month. It looks like it's going to be a massive geek convention, the likes of we've not really seen in South Africa before. We've had Rage for many, many years, but Comic-Con Africa is stepping things up. They have booked out the Gallagher Convention Center and are going to be using basically every single hall there for the convention. It's actually looking pretty good. Lots of international talent coming through and a lot to do. They're even launching what they call KidsCon this year, which looks interesting. So that you can take the whole family to the show and have a place that you know is safe for kids. So that, you know, they don't, accidentally get exposed to like Mortal Kombat or something that you don't want them to necessarily see.
Amazing. Are you dressing up?
Definitely not. I would love to, but I unfortunately have not made the time this year for that.
All right. Jan, I've got a question here from Christos. He says, I think it was Jan who mentioned that WhatsApp is the most important current app. Please would you ask him about that? Do you think it's the most important current app?
For a new phone, I think people were asking me about Huawei. It might not have been on this radio station, but so thank you for listening to me everywhere. But we were speaking about Huawei and their new phones, coming without Google applications or Google support.
Yes.
And I said the thing is, for the South African market, if you do not have a way to load WhatsApp on your phone, then you're dead in the water. However, if Huawei can make some sort of deal or have like their own app store that has a couple of key apps in Western markets, like outside, in China, no problem, because they don't have Google there anyway, right? So, who cares there? But outside China, not just the West, outside China, you really need that support that you get with the Google Play Store, that core set of apps that you can download from Google. For your phone to be successful. And if Huawei can hatch deals with a couple of big players, then, you know, they can launch their own operating system and not be so dependent on Google. But here's the kicker. WhatsApp's owned by Facebook, so it's not going to happen with the Trump ban in place. That's just how it is, unfortunately. So
either way, I think it's very irresponsible of Huawei to be still selling phones.
Yeah, that's
I mean, I think that's very, very irresponsible of them.
It's an interesting argument, but it does feel like, at least in markets like South Africa, where their phones have grown quite popular, like they're trying to rival Samsung, you're offering pretty good free PR advice there, that if they're going to launch a new phone without Google support, it needs to come with a warning, because people will fire up the phone and go, hang on, where's my stuff? Why can't I load XYZ?
Why can't I use Chrome?
And then find out the hard way, oh no, Huawei's been cut off, because maybe they haven't been following the news like we have.
100%.
And then that customer gets burned and they will never buy another Huawei phone. Ever, ever, ever.
Yeah, might even change service providers. Jan, I want to talk to you about, we've literally got 2 minutes, unfortunately. So, you know what? Just tell us about Comic-Con and let's carry this topic about millions. What did you say? Millions being made on the gray market.
Yeah, this is just the set of IP addresses that we investigated. It's a report that I've been working on for the better part of a month now. I've been working with a U.S. investigator. His name is Ron Gilmet. He's been working on this for years, but really been intensively working on this investigations for the last 3 months. So yeah, you can pick up that story on my broadband. I don't know that I'll be able to do justice in a short time, but we're talking just the IP addresses that we've investigated, at least 433 million rand. That's 30 million US dollars worth of assets belonging Incredible. To the South African people or to South African companies that are being exploited by overseas network operators for profit and sometimes for pretty shady dealings. And so many follow-up questions to that. I know what kind of shady dealings and what kind of gray market and so on and so forth do they get sold on. But yeah, those are the salient points, is that we're talking about 443 million rands worth at least. It's actually worth more because there's a bunch of IP addresses I couldn't cover in the story that have just gone walkabout. As overseas, unscrupulous operators overseas have noticed that these IP addresses are just lying unused. They've essentially been abandoned. And so they're capitalizing and they're not going through the usual channels or like legitimate channels to gain control of these IP addresses. They're stealing them.
Amazing. Jan, unfortunately, that is where we have to leave it today. But I do wish you a wonderful week and look forward to speaking to you next week.
That'd be great. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. God bless you.